It's not in brine, it's in slabs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm not really that familiar with saltwater.
Okay. Now, there's a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog, and it's packed in a casing. Do you know what that is?
Souse? Hog's head?
Yeah. You call it souse?
Souse is a term that they used to use for head cheese or hog's head or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. And, how do you spell that? Do you know?
You know, I'm not really sure.
Well, I'll figure it out.
It would be a phonetic, and it might even be in the dictionary.
Yeah, I kind of bet that it's...
Pull my spell check out if you like and see what...
That's okay. I'm sure I can find it.
Yeah, I would guess it was spelt just like it sounds.
And that's like a family term, right? That's something
you
know, that you
I'm
know
not sure where I picked that up. It certainly isn't common around here.
Yeah.
So it had to be... I had an uncle that was that had a farm outside of Tiffin, Ohio, and had an opportunity many times to go out on the farm. This was an old farm that was run with a horse and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing mechanical about it, and it may have been something that I picked up out there. We used to do all the canning, that type of stuff, and we had a cellar underneath there, root cellars and so forth.
Yeah.
I may have picked it up back there.
That's neat. Now, if you have a liquid and there's a solid in the liquid, you want to get the solid out of the liquid so you just have the liquid left over. What do you do to the liquid?
Well, if you can't pick the solid out by your hands, you put it through a strainer, I presume, or a sieve.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call milk that's very thin or watered down?
I hate it. It's a low fat.
Low fat? Okay.
And that's what Fran buys, and that's what we use on our cereal. It's kind of blue looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We call it low fat milk, and I guess it's the stuff that they drain off and they make other milk products.
Sure, yeah. And is that the same as Blue John?
I'm not familiar with that particular term, but it certainly would be good.
Okay. what's milk that's just beginning to turn? What's that called?
Sour milk or
Sounds good. Curdled?
Curds.
What's a milk product that comes in a tub and it has curds in it?
It has what?
Curds.
Or cottage cheese, I presume.
And a bread made with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
How is that usually made, cornbread?
Beats me. I guess...
Is it baked? Is it baked in a pan in the oven?
We don't do cornbread very much. I know that we used to have cast iron for either the little round, what's the name, or else there were two of them. One of them looked like a half a corn cob she had put it in.
Yeah, I've heard about
and,
that too.
I don't know, I'm not sure we still have that. And the other was for the,
the little hockey puck looking things?
Yeah, and I can't think of the name of them, but the muffins.
Muffins?
Corn muffins.
Corn muffins.
Yeah. And then also it's made in a large pan and sliced into squares.
Sure. Okay. Great. A bread made with wheat is called?
I guess it would be either white bread or brown bread or wheat bread. Sourdough. All kinds of. I tried making bread for a while. So.
Do you have a bread maker, bread machine?
No, this is all by hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's tough.
A starter and all that kind of stuff, and I thought I could get into sourdough bread just like they do out in San Francisco, but I'm...
Oh, it's tough. Yeah.
I just can't do it. So I'm trying.
What makes bread rise?
If you have a good starter, that will do it by itself, and if you don't, then you use a powder, yeast,